Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome to Zaslow Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before day number one of Zaslow Show 2.0. My guys, Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome, Zaslow Show 2.0. It is a Wednesday, the 6th of March. Good to have you aboard, part of the Believe Podcast Network, and presented as always by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733, title sponsor of everything Zaslow Show 2.0. If you're in an accident, wasn't your fault, you need to be compensated the way you deserve. And Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys are the ones who are going to take care of you, treat you like family. 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. Glad to be with you here on a Wednesday. It's a big news day. Off to a little bit of a late start today. Couple reasons. Number one, I hosted Driving the Line this morning. YouTube.com/@Driving the Line. I was in for my man, Jonathan Coachman. He's on the PGA Tour. You can go back and watch that. Give out all the winning plays for the day. So we did Driving the Line. Again, I was the host this morning. I'm hosting it again tomorrow. So I hope you guys hang out with us. And also, I got roofers here at my house today. So we got to a little bit of a late start. I hope you don't hear any banging or anything like that. If you do, it's not on your end. It's on my end. You know where it's coming from. Now, of course, if we're talking about winning plays, Bet Online continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs. That includes pro and college hoops throughout the rest of this year. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, trends, you could follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, all the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or your mobile devices. Head to BetOnline today. Become part of the team. Remember to use promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, the game starts here. So, this is a big news day. We'll get to that coming up. It ends up working out that I got off to a little bit later start than normal because we get to talk about the big breaking news involving your favorite little hockey team. We'll get to that coming up. Everybody calm down. All right, first though, you know the way we like to start the show. let's get to what happened last night. So, we got a few NBA news and notes to get to. Four games really stood out to me last night. The Boston Celtics had their 11-game win streak snapped last night at a very shorthanded Cleveland Cavaliers team. The Celtics were up by 22 with 9 minutes left in this game. And the same way Max Strus went crazy last week in that game against Dallas and led the fourth quarter comeback, this time it was Dean Wade, not D. Wade, Dean Wade, who went crazy in the fourth quarter, led the comeback. The Cavs went up by one, 105-104. And with seconds remaining, Jason Tatum, they call a foul with 7/10 of a second remaining. Super questionable. They go to review. No one touched him. If anything, it should have been an offensive foul on Jason Tatum because he's always pushing off. Every time he drives, he always pushes off. We know this as Heat fans. They never call it. That should have been an offensive foul, if anything. But instead, they make it a no-call. Jump ball. Cavs win 105-104. The Rockets beat the Spurs last night. That's not such a big deal. What is a big deal is Alperen Şengün, 45 points for Houston. I feel like he's the star player no one talks about in this league. The Pacers beat the Mavericks last night, 137-120. Don't look now, but the Mavs are just 34-28. Big-time phony team, big-time pretender. No surprise that a team that is invested in Kyrie Irving is going to flop. And finally, probably the biggest news of last night, the Suns, huge road win in overtime in Denver, 117-107. So that's really a little bit of what happened last night. Your favorite little basketball team, the Miami Heat. Last night, they were at home against the Detroit Pistons. And you know what? This game went pretty much exactly the way that I thought it would, which is it's going to be tight. And then the Heat are essentially going to pull away in the fourth quarter. Well, the Heat were up by two at halftime. It was tight. And in the fourth quarter, it was never really in doubt. I mean, the Pistons managed to keep it close, and then you had a great stretch from Terry Rozier, who got you a basket, which made it a 5-point game. Then he hit a three. Well, actually, then he set up Robinson for the three. That made it 8 points, and away you go. So the Heat win 118-110. Jimmy Butler, 27 points, 6 rebounds, 8 assists. Bam had 18. Duncan Robinson. You can't say enough good things about Duncan. He had 18 points. He was 4-9 from the floor. He had this one move. I think he used Steve Smith's hezzy dribble, where he came around the baseline, up and under, spun it off the glass. Duncan Robinson was a forgotten guy last year. And he comes back. Duncan Robinson is the... him and Bam, maybe it's a... Bam's the only one. Bam is the only player who has been on this team longer than Duncan Robinson. You know, Duncan Robinson's been on the team for 6 years. He's the all-time leader in three-point field goals. Duncan Robinson, last night he had 18 points. He was 4-9 from three. Duncan Robinson is an all-time great Miami Heat player. He is. He's the all-time leader in three-point field goals. He's been here for 6 years already. And the way that he has turned his career around, he couldn't get off the bench. What did he do? Never complain, never whine, never bitched and moaned. He decided, you know what? I'm going to get better. Exactly what Coach Spoelstra says, make me play you. He has made the coach play him. It's been great in big moments in the playoffs. That's why he played a lot last year. He was great in the finals in 2020, and he's going to be great for them again this year. Duncan Robinson is an all-time great Miami Heat player. I'm so proud to see what he's accomplished and the way that he has turned around his career now with the Heat. You're not going to catch... you had everyone complaining about his contract. You're not going to have a single Heat fan not only not complaining about his contract, but is there a Heat fan out there who wants Robinson traded? I know the deadline's passed, but wants Robinson traded? Wants him to move him in the offseason? He is a vital, he is an integral part of this team. I'm so proud of Duncan Robinson. So Duncan had 18 points. He was 4-9 from three last night. Terry Rozier, 17 points and 7 assists. continues to be a home run acquisition. And how about this? Not just Terry Rozier, what Dellon Wright has given you. Oh, Shaggy, be quiet. What Dellon Wright has given, I told you, I got roofers at the house. Yo, Shaggy, it's okay, dude. Go lay down. I'm sorry about that, everybody. Dellon Wright, and who gives you depth. I mean, he has, when the Heat have guys like, you know, when Rozier is playing, you're not going to need as much from Dellon Wright. How about yesterday? They also signed Patty Mills. That's right. Patty Mills, a guy who's played in the NBA Finals, a guy who has serious veteran experience, a guy who can play you don't want him to play too much. You got Terry Rozier, but very much in that Gabe Vincent mold, a guy who you can count on when he's out there to make smart plays, can defend a little bit, can hit big threes in the playoffs. That came out of nowhere, signing Patty Mills yesterday. So, excellent job there. And, I mean, look, I think I saw it's either the best record or the second best record in the league since January 31st. 35-26 now. Anybody surprised? It's happening again. It's totally happening again. The thing that we all knew was going to happen. The Miami Heat are going to be much better in the second half of the season than they were in the first half of the season. Jimmy Butler is going to be playoff Jimmy, ramping up toward the end of the season. And we're going to get to the postseason, and nobody's going to want to play us. What? And they're talking about that now on national TV. What did I tell you? I told you we're going to get to a place where this Heat team is going to go on a run. They're going to be climbing the standings, and everybody's going to start talking about how nobody wants to see this Miami Heat team. But we all knew this was coming. I was warning you, this is exactly what's going to happen. It's the same shit as last year. We're going to get to the postseason, and nobody wants to play the Miami Heat. And they're going to make the same kind of run as they did last year. And we're going to meet Boston, be it the second round, Eastern Finals, I don't know. But every Boston fan is going to be shaking in their fucking boots. And every Heat fan can't wait to ruin Boston's season again. Nobody is afraid of the Celtics. So the Heat now, 35-26, season best 9 games over 500. It's a logjam, really, between 4 and 7. All 4 of those teams have 26 losses. So the Heat are 6th at 35-26. They're a half game back right now of numbers 4 and 5, Orlando and New York. I would expect the Heat to jump to number 4 by the end of the season. So if you want to avoid Boston, though, until the Eastern Finals, I don't care about that. You got to go through Boston at some point. I would just rather not play Boston the first round. You want to play this? If it's going to be second round, fine. I don't care. I would just rather avoid them in the first round. So if you want to get to number 4, number 5, and you could be playing a team like Orlando or New York or maybe Indiana in the first round, I think that's more advantageous. Right now at number 6, the Heat would face Cleveland in the first round. See, that's number 4, you get home court advantage in the first round. But it's just in one round. And this Heat team, you don't care if they have home court advantage. Last year, they didn't have home court advantage any series. Matter of fact, the way this Heat team is made up, I like starting a series on the road. There's no pressure on you. Because if the Heat were to lose the first 2 games at home, okay, on the road, okay, I have full confidence in them bouncing back and getting both games at home. But if you start out on the road and you get one of those first 2 games, which I would fully expect the Miami Heat to do, like they always do, now you're golden. Now you're in the driver's seat because I expect them to come home and protect home court. That's how you get the upset. You get one of those first 2 games, and then you go up 3-1. That's the way the Heat have been doing it in past years, be it against Milwaukee a couple times or against Boston a couple times. They start out stealing one of their against New York last year, and then they go up 3-1. I love starting on the road. So I think they're going to get to number 4, but I don't care if they do. And matter of fact, the way to go is to finish number 6, is to finish where they are right now at number 6, which you'd be lined up to play either Milwaukee or Cleveland in the first round. Probably Cleveland. Either Milwaukee or Cleveland in the first round. You beat either one of them. Nobody's worried about that. And then you're on the side of the bracket that would face the 2-7 winner, which right now would be Milwaukee-Philadelphia. And then you avoid number 1 Boston until the East Final. So I think the Heat are going to get to number four, but this number six spot that they're currently in right now, that's actually the money spot, I would say. We don't care about home court advantage. So, it's all happening for the Heat, man. They're playing their best basketball right now. Everybody is scared of the Heat. Next up for the Heat, Thursday, at home, against the Dallas Mavericks. Nobody's afraid of the Mavericks. Nobody's afraid of Kyrie Irving. That team is flopping like normal. Now, I do want to get to something that I saw on ESPN yesterday. First, though, I got to tell you guys, if you're thinking about getting a new car, I send you to North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. You know this, because at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, you're walking in the showroom doors there. You don't have to be anxious. You don't have to be nervous. You don't have to wonder if you're going to get swindled. Getting a new car should be a fun experience. So I send you to North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, where you're going to be treated like royalty. If you want an indoor, relaxed car shopping experience, or you're just looking to have your vehicle serviced, you're going to be treated like royalty at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. Did you know they service all makes and models? So even if you're not driving a Subaru right now, you're going to take your car to North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. You're going to get serviced with confidence. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru promises to provide their customers an exceptional experience. It's that brand new state-of-the-art facility on North Andrews Avenue. You can see it from I-95 at the Cypress Creek Road exit. And with an extensive new and pre-owned Subaru inventory, plus used cars, trucks, SUVs of every make and model, you're sure to find your next vehicle at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. Plus, all new Subarus and most pre-owned vehicles come with a lifetime warranty, so you know you're covered. You can check it out right now, nflsubaru.com. That's nflsubaru.com, North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the location you know with an experience you'll love. I also want to mention here, we got a brand new sponsor on this show today. That's right. You know, sometimes there are certain sponsors that join the show and you're like, whoa. Things are going really well for Zaslow Show 2.0. Today's one of those days. Let's welcome aboard Zaslow Show 2.0, Caneswear. That's right. Everybody give it up for Caneswear. Caneswear is on the show today, where you get your best Miami Hurricanes apparel, but not just Miami Hurricanes. Inter Miami, Miami Dolphins, Marlins, Caneswear. You know what I'm talking about. In Davie, it has the largest selection of Miami Hurricanes items anywhere. Everybody knows that. And they're our newest sponsor of Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. You know you're getting all the big deals at Caneswear. Matter of fact, you could shop right now at caneswear.com. You could visit in person in Davie, 2655 South University Drive. It's just south of 595 on the west side of University. Caneswear, now... Like I said, certain sponsors join Zaslow Show 2.0, and you're like, whoa, that's big time. Caneswear, that's one of those sponsors. We'll tell you more about everything going on at Caneswear coming up. Big deal, not a big deal. Every show now, official sponsor of Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, Caneswear. Caneswear.com. Super excited to have Brett and Caneswear on the show. That's how you know things are going in the right direction. All right. So, yesterday on ESPN, you know how on First Take, Stephen A. Smith, he's got his Stephen's A-list. I guess he does it every Tuesday. Wednesdays on First Take are my favorite day because they have Christopher Mad Dog Russo on the show. But anyway, yesterday Stephen A. did his Stephen's A-list, and he comes up with the top five. Okay, cool. Yesterday's Stephen's A-list was players who deserve a statue. I mean, the first thing I would say is, a statue, let's not normalize getting a statue. Statues are so rare. And just because a certain player doesn't have a statue outside of the building they played, that doesn't mean you should think anything less of them or what they mean to the team. Now here, Dan Marino has a statue outside a Hard Rock Stadium. I think Don Shula also has a statue outside Hard Rock Stadium. That's it. Now, they're going to be making a Dwayne Wade statue outside Kaseya Center. But just because you don't have a statue, that doesn't mean any less about your contribution to the team. Statues are not a normal thing. Like, that's, it's so far above and beyond if you're getting a statue. So the fact that Stephen A. is kind of like normalizing it, that this is a thing that you should get if you're a great player, I do not agree. So Stephen's A-list yesterday, players who should get a statue. Number five, he had Giannis. Again, I don't think I agree with any of these. Number five, Giannis. Number four, Klay Thompson and Draymond Green together. What are you talking about? Number three. No, actually, I'll skip to two and one because number three is the one I want to talk about. Number two, LeBron in Cleveland. I could probably understand that one. And number one, Steph Curry. I could probably understand that one too. But number three, LeBron in Miami. What are you talking about? So, not only is LeBron not going to get a statue here, I don't even know if he's going to have his jersey retired. My guess is yes, because the Heat are a classy organization, but I don't think any Heat fans would mind if he didn't get his jersey retired here. My guess is he will, but a statue, no one has even thought about this. No one has even talked about this. There is zero chance LeBron James gets a statue here. It's not even worth talking about, honestly. It's such a ridiculous sentiment. And this is where, you know, a national analyst, or in Stephen A. Smith's case, a national opinionist. This is where you have a difference between you're on a national level and you're on a local level. Because the guy on the national level, and here's Stephen A. Smith, has no idea the pulse of the Miami sports fan. No one down here believes LeBron James should get a statue. No one down here wants LeBron James to get a statue. No one down here has ever even thought about LeBron James getting a statue. There is no chance this will ever be under consideration, nor should it be. He was here for 4 years. I'll steal a line from one of the guys who tweeted at me yesterday. It would take almost as long to make the statue as it would the time that LeBron actually spent here playing. And when that's the case, I'm going to go no on a statue. But it doesn't even matter. There's no reason. It's not a normal thing to get a statue. If you have a superstar player who played for you and did a lot of winning, you retire the jersey. Awesome. A statue is so far above and beyond. And you know what? If LeBron were to get a statue here, it would take away from Dwayne Wade. It would take away from how important and cool Dwayne Wade getting a statue is here in Miami. A statue for LeBron would diminish the Dwayne Wade statue. Nobody thinks about it. Nobody has talked about it. Nobody's considered it. Nobody cares. Nobody wants a LeBron James statue. And that's where you have a national guy who doesn't understand the fan base and doesn't understand how the franchise actually operates. There's such a disconnect there. Just the fact that you'd bring it up that LeBron should get a stat. I mean, are you saying it just because it's LeBron and, you know, then people pay attention and people, dopes like me are talking about it? I don't know, because it's not even a realistic conversation. It's so silly. It's so silly. So now, let's start approaching the big news of the day. And it involves your favorite little hockey team, the Florida Panthers, who are steamrolling through this regular season. Last night, second night of a back-to-back. Did anyone load manage? Did Sasha Barkov sit out? Did Matthew Tkachuk sit out? Did Sam Reinhart sit out? I mean, it's back-to-back. It's inhumane, right? To play 2 days in a row? No! Nobody sits out. No load management. Nobody rests in the NHL. And the Panthers last night, after a major win in the Garden the night before at the Rangers, they're in Jersey last night to take on the Devils. Less than 3 minutes into the game, Nick Cousins gets his fourth goal of the season.
Really well dominated the last 40 minutes of that game, but Devils got the win. Cousins has a chance on the backhand. Score! Nick Cousins opens it up. 2:54 in. The Panthers have the lead in Jersey.
Oh, sneaky Nicky again, and what a beautiful touch pass. You'll see Cousins coming over the blue line in full speed after Tkachuk just poked that puck and put it on his stick, and they really froze the defense.
Beautiful backhand flip there. Nick Cousins gets the Panthers on the board early, and it looked like the Panthers were going to run away with this one.
Bennett again. Tkachuk sorts it out. In the slot, Rodriguez scores! Matthew Tkachuk sets up two early in the game, and the Panthers have a two-goal lead.
They call him Hot Rod now. Here, Rodriguez, he is firing the puck, and he is finding the back of the net. And what a beautiful setup again.
Looking like it's going to be a blowout. This is the first game the Devils with their interim head coach. They fired Lindy Ruff a couple of days ago. Rodriguez's 10th goal of the season. He's now on the third line because they moved Verhaeghe up to the first line and Cousins up to the second line. Rodriguez cashes in there. That makes it 2-0. Then the Devils come storming back. They get a goal in the first. They get another one in the second to tie the game, and the Panthers would take the lead back.
They usually don't turn out that way. Kulikov up ahead. Lostarinen breaks in, gets to the slot and scores! Etu rips it home, and the Panthers have their lead right back.
Oh, this is a pretty goal, and you're going to see Etu Lostarinen, and he just tap dances over that blue line, and then cuts in to his left to make sure that he's got a better shooting position.
Oh, yes, the Panthers go back ahead 3-2, and then in the third period, it's just a one-goal game. Nick Cousins, with a beautiful redirection, he's got a pair.
Gives to Forsling, gets it towards the net, and score! It's tipped in, Nick Cousins was out in front, and the Panthers stretch out the lead, it's 4-2.
I think Nicky's got a deuce. I think he's got this goal. He just barreled his way to get the position.
That's right, a pair of goals there for Cousins. He now has 5 on the season. The Devils would actually get back within one, make it 4-3, and Sam Reinhart would add the empty net goal. His 45th goal of the season, Sam Reinhart. Panthers win 5-3. They are now 43-16-4. I believe over the last 31 games, they're 26-3-2. Are you fucking kidding me? The Panthers are they going to run away with the President's Trophy again? The Panthers, first place in the East, first place in the entire NHL, 43-16-4 with 90 points. They're 3 ahead of Vancouver for the race for the President's Trophy, which any kind of President's Trophy jinx, I do not believe in that for a second. Go get the President's Trophy, finish number one overall, get home ice advantage for every single round, and potentially for the Stanley Cup Finals. The Panthers, first in the Atlantic by 3 points now over Boston. By the way, the Panthers have 43 total wins. The Bruins have 36. Now, the Bruins have a lot of overtime losses. But the Bruins have lost 28 total games here. Panthers only lost 20. Panthers are 3 up on Boston in the Atlantic. And if you're looking at the Rangers over in the Metro, the Panthers are 6 ahead of the Rangers. So, a healthy lead for first place overall in the Eastern Conference and in the entire NHL. The Panthers are back at it again. They're going to be back home. They just swept this, another road trip. They swept. They won 6 in a row now, I believe. Panthers are back home on Thursday as they take on Philadelphia. But
passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Transform your home in one weekend and get big savings on everything for your project at Menards. Menards carries the largest selection of Purdy painting tools you need to get your painting project started. From brushes, paint, roller covers, and even paint kits. Hurry in and save big money on Purdy painting supplies. Get everything you need for your painting project at Menards. Plus, check out Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The big news of the day. I told you, all right, I brought this up with Jessica Blaylock a couple days ago. Are the Panthers, NHL trade deadline is on Saturday. Yeah, Saturday. Are the Panthers going to make another move? Are they going to make a move? You know, in the NHL, and I was explaining this to my younger son Jordan yesterday, in the NHL, you're a buyer or a seller. If your team is no good, you're going to sell. If your team is good, you go for it. You're going to buy. You're going to trade away. You want to bring in a rental the way the Panthers did a couple years ago when they traded for Claude Giroux and Ben Chiarot and Brandon Montour, remember? Are the Panthers going to do that? Again, it'd be nice to add another forward, right? And what do the Panthers do? Seemingly out of nowhere today, the Panthers, they go out this morning and get one of the best available forwards at this trade deadline, Vladimir Tarasenko. Stanley Cup champion in 2019 with the Blues. He was probably their best player. He had 33 goals that year. He had 68 total points that season, 33 goals. His last year in St. Louis, 22, which 2 years ago, 34 goals, 82 points. This year so far with Ottawa, remember, with Ottawa, in 54 games, he has 17 goals and 24 assists, all right? He's a plus 13 on a terrible Ottawa team. Plus 13 on a really bad team? That's enormous. Vladimir Tarasenko is a Florida Panther. So that's a monster move. I mean, I was reading some of the tweets. This is a big-time move by the Panthers. He apparently will slide right in on the second line. Because look right now, Paul Maurice switched up the top line. He added Verhaeghe to that top line and dropped Rodriguez down. Look at these top two lines now. Barkov centering Verhaeghe and Reinhardt. And now you're going to have Sam Bennett centering Matthew Tkachuk and Vladimir Tarasenko. A third line, I imagine, will be, you're going to slide Cousins down to the third line. My guess, Lundell, Loisterinen, Cousins. Wasn't that the playoff line last year that did awesome work? And then your fourth line, I would imagine Evan Rodriguez drops the fourth line. I mean, how about that? Rodriguez spent the whole season on the first line, and now he's going to be on the fourth line, would be my guess. Stenlund centering Rodriguez and Lomberg. This is a dominant team. And, you know, did the Panthers need scoring? They're a great defensive team, great goaltending. Do the Panthers need more scoring? Yeah, I believe they did. I do. I believe they did. And they go out and get one of the best goal scorers available. They only give up a couple draft picks. F them picks. Who cares? They only give up a couple draft picks. I don't even know what round they are. Who the hell cares? Couldn't care less. So that super, super exciting. Vladimir Tarasenko, the Panthers did not have to give up very much. And I would imagine he will make his debut with the Panthers tomorrow night as they're on home ice against the Philadelphia Flyers. Super, super exciting stuff. Yes! That's what I'm talking about. That is, they're doing it, man. They're going for it. All right. You know who else is going for it? When you go to SheetsGiggles.com, you're going for the best sleep of your life. That's right. And if you order from SheetsGiggles.com, you're getting the softest, coolest, most breathable bed sheets around. You're going to get that best sleep that you've desired. You're going to wake up refreshed every morning, and you're going to think to yourself, wow, Zaslow was right. But you know what? I don't want any of the credit. My man Colin, the founder and CEO of Sheets and Giggles, he's the one who did it. Because of him, you're going to become one of over 100,000 Americans who are sleeping on Sheets and Giggles and never turning back. I got the comforter. I got the eucalyptus pillow. If you're in need of a new mattress, a eucalyptus mattress is available for you right now at SheetsGiggles.com for 20% off. And all you got to do is use promo code Zaslow at checkout. Z-A-S-L-O-W. If this is your first time ordering the softest, coolest, most breathable bed sheets at SheetsGiggles.com, Use promo code Zaslow, 20% off your first order. If you've already been to SheetsGiggles.com, you know how soft these sheets are. There's all kinds of deals going on all the time, courtesy of my man Colin. SheetsGiggles.com, use promo code Zaslow. You want the best sleep of your life? It's waiting for you. It's right there. SheetsGiggles.com. So, I want to get to a few Panther things here, all right? I'm so excited about the Panthers. I want to get to a few Dolphin things here. So, it's looking more and more like I'm holding out hope they could figure something out with Christian Wilkins. But it's looking more and more like they're not going to be able to keep him. And I think the main problem was drafting Christian Wilkins in the first place. And what I mean by that is, and I talked about this yesterday, if you select a guy in the first round, let alone, like, I think Wilkins was number 12 overall, maybe. If you select a guy in the first round, let alone in the first half of the first round, you would want him to be so good that you have to pay him a lot of money for his next contract. If you select a player in the first round, you would like that to be, especially when the Dolphins were rebuilding, you would like that guy to be a building block moving forward. Now, I don't agree with paying a defensive tackle huge money. It appears the Dolphins don't agree with that either. So if that's the case, why would you select Christian Wilkins? Why would you select the defensive tackle who is only going to be on your team for 5 years? And if you're rebuilding 5 years from that pick, you'd figure, hey, now it's winning time. Well, if you don't want to pay that position, then why are you selecting him in the first round? That's what I think is the main problem here, all right? So Christian Wilkins is going to get paid out there, and the reason he's going to get paid is these teams that strike out trying to sign Chiefs defensive tackle Chris Jones, who I think is going to ultimately return to Kansas City. But teams are going to try and sign Chris Jones. And by the way, it's going to be really good teams that try and sign Chris Jones or Christian Wilkins. Because if you're a bad team and you give all that money to a defensive tackle, you're doing exactly what the Dolphins did with Ndamukong Suh. Ndamukong Suh was a terrible signing for the Dolphins. Not because he wasn't good. He was really good. But if your team isn't really good, paying a defensive tackle, it's not going to do anything for you. And Ndamukong Suh would have been a great signing for the Dolphins if they were one piece away. If they were a defensive tackle away from winning a Super Bowl. So if you're one piece away, you sign Chris Jones. You sign Christian Wilkins. Now, the Dolphins don't want to pay a defensive tackle that much money. So that's their prerogative. That's the way they want to operate their franchise. So they're not going to keep him. But whoever strikes out on Chris Jones is then going to take that money they allocated for him and offer it to Christian Wilkins. So I think he's gone. Jerome Baker was released yesterday. Letting go of Howard, letting go of Wilkins, letting go of Jerome Baker. This is seemingly making room for the Tua extension. And I want them to extend Tua. I'm good with them extending Tua. But here's the problem. Whenever you extend the quarterback who you had some success with on that rookie deal, and the Dolphins have had some success with, they've made the playoffs each of the last 2 years, due in large part to the seasons that Tua is having. You then have to ask yourself, if you're going to give him the big money, and he's going to take up a huge chunk of that salary cap, is he good enough to carry your team? I believe the Dolphins are good enough to win with Tua Tagovailoa. Are they good enough for Tua to carry? Is Tua good enough to carry the team now to the playoffs, to playoff wins, to the Super Bowl? That's the problem that the Dallas Cowboys face right now with Dak Prescott. I think you can win with Dak Prescott. But when the Cowboys gave him all that money, you're not going to be able to keep everybody around him. I don't believe Dak Prescott is good enough to carry your team. I think you can win with him. I don't think he can carry your team. So the question is, I believe that Tua is good enough to win with. Do I believe that Tua can carry your team? And I don't know the answer to that. And I'm probably being kind when I say, I'm probably being political correct, if you will, in saying I don't know, rather than just saying flat out no. Because I don't know. And I'm a Tua guy, and I want them to keep him. I believe you could win with Tua. I know you can win with Tua. Do I believe that you can win with Tua carrying your team? I don't know. But we're going to learn. Because that's clearly what's setting up right now. We're going to learn. That's for sure. All right. Guys, you know how I was enjoying those games last night, right? You had the Panthers. You had the Heat. I got my formula, you know. I got the Panthers on the big TV. They start at 7. Then 40 minutes later, the Heat, they're on the small TV. Panthers go to intermission. I flip-flop the Heat onto the big TV. And then by the time we get to the fourth quarter, last night it was a late third quarter, I shut off the Heat. I'm focused solely on the Panthers third period. And then I put the Heat on all by itself, so I'm focused solely on the Heat fourth quarter. I got my system. I got a great setup in the Zaslow Mansion family room. And that includes sitting on the couch in the Zaslow Mansion family room in my underwear, enjoying an ice-cold Johnny Cuba. That's right. Johnny Cuba, official beer of Zaslow Show 2.0. Pick up a six-pack for yourself. Muy delicioso. There's a reason why Johnny Cuba is the official beer of Zaslow Show 2.0. Go pick up a six-pack, your local Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie, Fresco y Mas. You'll see what I'm talking about. Then send me a photo of you, your first pour. No foam, all right? That's amateur hour shit. Send me a photo. Send me a video. Then I put it on my Instagram. I'm an influencer, so you're going to then become famous. My man Juan, he loves seeing you guys trying Johnny Cuba for the first time. Everybody becomes famous. Always drink responsibly. And, of course, don't forget Johnny Cuba's mantra. Stay tranquilo. So, if you didn't catch, if you want some winning plays, you want to make that money, there's no Heat tonight, there's no Panthers tonight, but we could always make that money. Driving the Line, youtube.com/@drivingtheline. I'm on every Monday with my guy Jonathan Coachman and Alan Bell. It is your sports betting brand of record, Driving the Line. I filled in for Coach this morning. I hosted Driving the Line. I will be hosting it tomorrow as well. Tonight, ESPN Radio. I'm filling in on Amber and Ian, 7 to 10 p.m. ESPN Radio. Matter of fact, both Amber and Ian are out. So, doesn't matter. You're still getting your boy. Tune in tonight, ESPN Radio, 7 to 10 p.m. That's SiriusXM Channel 80. Always on the ESPN app or locally on ESPN West Palm FM 106.3. So, check me out tonight, 7 to 10 p.m. ESPN Radio, Amber and Ian. All right. You guys know what time it is. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, now sponsored. We welcome aboard Caneswear. That's right. You been to Caneswear in Davie lately? They moved to a new location a few months ago. Same plaza, same great experience, and even bigger selection. I was there a couple weeks ago to check it out. Caught up with my man Brett. The store is huge. They have everything you want. It's so easy to find. It's on University, just south of 595. It's on the west side of University. You know that big plaza. Everyone knows Caneswear has the largest selection of Miami Hurricanes items. But did you know they carry an amazing selection of all your favorite South Florida pro teams too? You love going into a store, into a location where you know they care about our teams the same way that you do. And they got items for men, women, kids, pets too. You want to dress up your dog in a little Miami Hurricanes gear? Come on now, you know what I'm talking about. Dolphins, Panthers, Heat, Inter Miami, Marlins, all available at the store in Davie. No matter which South Florida team you root for, Caneswear is the spot Miami fans shop. You got Panthers fever? You know I do. Largest selection outside the arena. Inter Miami and Messi Mania? Largest selection in Broward. Hats, t-shirts, and more for all of our favorite local teams. Caneswear, it's more than a store. It's an experience. You'll be in there forever, all right? But that's a good thing. Visit their store in Davie, located at 2655 South University Drive, or go online to caneswear.com. Caneswear is the spot South Florida sports fans shop. Caneswear has got all the big deals. Big deal or not a big deal? So today, on First Take, John Cena. He's got a new movie called Ricky Stanicky coming out. And John Cena was on First Take. Ryan Clark asked him about his choice of wardrobe.
Well, you know, today I'm sitting in Stephen A's seat, and like this seat is going to be for the entire year.
Shots fired.
You know, and what I love about you is every time you get an opportunity to throw the three-piece on, you're always ready to go.
Oh,
but the true question is, three-piece or jorts?
So it depends. It depends. If we're talking WrestleMania 40, crossing my fingers, I hope the jorts are there. If we're talking first take, I will do my best to put on a waistcoat for you.
You should have worn the jorts today. That would have been great.
I'm going big deal because John Cena, the part that stood out to me there is John Cena is telling you he's hoping to participate in WrestleMania 40, which is next month. By the way, I'm hosting a WrestleMania show the day of WrestleMania Night 1 on ESPN Radio, which is pretty crazy. But I'm going big deal right there. Big deal or not a big deal. So last night, NBA on TNT. Not the usual crew. No Ernie. No Charles. But you do have Adam Lefkoe. You got Candace Parker. You got Kenny Smith. You got Shaq. And, I mean, the Kelce brothers. It's nonstop with these Kelces. And so it was Kelce brother bobblehead night at the Cavs game last night, Boston and Cleveland, because they're from there, and they were passing around the Kelce bobbleheads. Shaq broke it.
Be very careful.
Shaq, the other one got Reeboks.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
What do you think of Travis's hair? Nice. That's the Kelce.
It's the Kelce now?
That's supposed to be a fade.
I'm like, they made it different colors. It's nice.
He even got the little gold chain.
What? Did you break it?
Shaq. Shaq said, this ain't no damn Reeboks.
Jeez, man, we can't even have nice stuff around here. You just ripped Jason Kelce off?
This is the Dr. Shocks. It ain't no damn Reeboks.
You know, if Jason Kelce was wearing some Reeboks, that wouldn't have happened.
There you go. I'm going not a big deal. I am so over the Kelce brothers. Now, here's the thing. When I say that I'm over the Kelce brothers, I like when, you know, Jason Kelce emotional with his brother Travis, how much family means. That kind of stuff, their relationship, Travis and Jason, I dig that. I like that. But this, like, retirement tour that Jason Kelce has gone on here, he's an offensive lineman. Let me ask you something. Is Jason Kelce the greatest offensive lineman ever? The answer is no. And whoever you believe the greatest offensive lineman ever was, did he have this kind of retirement tour? I don't remember Anthony Munoz going over this kind of retirement tour. It's enough already with Jason Kelce. It's not that big of a deal that he's retiring. Big deal or not a big deal? So, a few days ago, the Celtics, they beat the Warriors by 600 points. Here is Boston Radio, not impressed with the Celtics win.
Blaming you for, you know, blowing doors. I'm just telling you, it didn't tell me anything. And I guess what I am criticizing is anyone who takes that and says, see, we're ready. Yeah, you hit some threes in the first quarter, man. Really?
Well, exactly. So when the caller says we'd be killing them, I'm going to keep this to me. I'd be killing them if they lost, and I'm not going to give them the credit for the win. Correct. No, really, correct.
I totally agree. I wasn't impressed at all. No team is 52 points better than another team. Whenever a team wins by that many points, it is more about the team that lost to me than it is the team that won. That was an unprofessional, disgraceful effort from the Golden State Warriors. And Boston, like you said there, they're so reliant on the three-point basket. That's why when the Heat play them again in the playoffs, the Heat are going to beat them because the Celtics play that finesse game. They're hot and cold from three. They're a great three-point shooting team. But if they're not hot, the Heat beat them. The Heat get to the basket. They play physical. That's how you win in the playoffs. So I'm going not a big deal. I agree. And finally, big deal or not a big deal, WWE Raw a couple nights ago. This is a change since Vince McMahon is not in charge anymore, where the broadcasters, and in this case, Michael Cole and Pat McAfee, your voices on Monday Night Raw, they will talk about things, they will reference things that in the past they have never been allowed to, and that includes something that may have happened in another promotion, for instance, the night before Sting retiring.
Get started. I want to send our congratulations out to another great champion. After nearly 40 years, the great Sting has retired from professional wrestling. Thanks for the memories. Congratulations to Sting.
Absolutely epic match last night.
I'm going big deal. I love it that they'll reference other promotions, wrestlers and other promotions like that. It's a more enjoyable experience for the viewer. I'm going big deal. That's an excellent job out of Michael Cole and Pat McAfee there. And that right there, courtesy of Caneswear, caneswear.com. You can visit them and Davey, 2655 South University Drive. Caneswear is the spot, South Florida sports fans shop, where you can get all of the big deals. And that right there is another edition of Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Yes. How about that? Caneswear on board the show. Awesome. So glad to have them. All right. So tonight, You're listening to me on ESPN Radio 7 to 10 p.m. Tomorrow, 10 a.m., youtube.com/@drivingtheline. I'm hosting there, so you can watch me there, give out all the winning plays. It's your sports betting brand of record. And then you'll have, of course, another edition of Zaslow Show 2.0. Thanks a lot to everybody who hung out with us. We'll talk to you tomorrow, another edition of Zaslow Show 2.0. You know what that means. Ah, the show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslow Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day. Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo because more is always brewing.